intelligently understanding, not this little knowledge which is relative and it could be incorrect. Yes.
The snake, as death, stands on its breast with a big leaf in its mouth in order to catch its prey. It stands erect like a herb amidst the herbage. The bird thinks it is the stalk of a plant. When the bird settles on the leaf for the purpose of eating, it falls into the mouth of the snake and death.
Now, so if you look around, it's always a trick, because no other what animal will eat what? And other living creatures. That's how it works. Yet the serpent will go and stand up like this and will even have one leaf in the mouth to pretend that I'm one of these plants, for the birdie to come and sit down there to eat it. Means what? Means that we are all in hunting game and being hunted. So we are even hunted with our senses, with this feeling, yes?
A crocodile opens its mouth. Its teeth are surrounded by long worms. The worms were produced by the residue of food left in its teeth, and it gave them lodging there. The little birds see the worms and the food and imagine that coffin to be a meadow. When its mouth is filled with birds, it suddenly swallows them and closes its mouth.
You know that this is not how the nature works, but the exaggeration, old time, nobody knows how the crocodile is working and blah, blah, blah. But he's making the example for what? For you to understand. Look at yourself. What's happening? A lot of stuff is happening to you. You are not ready for. You don't know that it's happening, because nobody knows everything. The knowledge is always limited. The scientific knowledge talks about what? Quantity. Here we're talking about quality. And you should understand the difference between these two, because mathematics doesn't understand quality. It talks about quantity. Does it work for us? No. Imagine there is a pool full of the drink that you love, with just a little bit of shit in it. How do you like that? Doesn't matter a little bit. I'm not talking about quantity. I don't want the shit in my drink. That's quality. Here he's trying to let you think about it. That here we are talking about the qualities. Yes?
Know that this world full of dessert and bread is like the open mouth of the crocodile. O thou who scrapest together the means of livelihood for worms and morsels, do not feel secure from the artfulness of the crocodile, time. A fox falls flat under his earth. Above his earth the deceptive grains, in order that the heedless crow may approach them, and the crafty one cunningly seize her by the leg. Since there are 100,000 cunning tricks in animals, how must be the cunning of man, who is superior? In his hand a copy of the holy book, of Zainul Abidin, in his sleeve a vengeful dagger. He addresses these smilingly, "O my Lord." In his heart, there is a Babylon of sorcery and guileful spells. Deadly poison. In appearance, he is honey and milk. Beware, do not go, save in company with a wise preceptor.
Here, he brought all the conversation to her after that. Listen, in this path, don't go alone. You have to have a leader. Find a peer, an old fellow, which is not necessarily old, but we call it old. He says, this is why we need this. So, you understand that there are so many tricks. And there are so many other people who are tricking you. So, you shouldn't go alone. Is it correct? Of course not, because we all start that alone. I start that when I'm lonely. Yeah. But logic will dictate this. These are the logic that those two brothers will bring in to convince him not to go. Yes.
All selfish pleasures are a deceit and fraud. Round the lightning flash is a wall of darkness.
Yeah. All the selfish tendencies. We are not talking about the other people who somehow try to influence me and stop me and blah, blah, blah. Me doing this to myself. Yeah. When I'm afraid of doing something, what do? I bring excuses, this and that and that and that. Says, this could happen like this. You yourself could cheat yourself, because the cheating is here. Cheating is a part of life. Natural life, normal life. Yes, you don't see it, you don't want to see the... But whenever you are having a steak, somebody had cut the head of that cow. That's how it works. So the cheating is always there. The problem are always there. We're talking about one thing only. There's strong motivation here, because this is what really will move you. Yes?
The lightning is a brief gleam, false and fleeting, surrounded by darkness, and thy way is long. By its light, thou canst neither read a letter nor ride to thy destination. But as a penalty for thy being enthralled by the lightning, the beams of sunrise withdraw themselves from thee.
Is it logically? Yes. With the moon, you cannot read a book. You cannot drive freely without the extra lights. So you need the light, right? But you know what? That light is not passive, it's not only the subject. That light moves. So it depends on how you work and how you're motivated. That will act. There are times that you try, but the light doesn't like you, because you're not honest. Period. Yes.
Mile after mile through the night, the lightning's perception leads thee on, without a guide, in a dark wilderness. Now thou fallest on a mountain, now into a river, now thou wanderest in this direction, now in that. O seeker of worldly estate, thou wilt never find a guide, and if thou find him, thou wilt avert thy face from him, saying, I have travelled 60 miles on this road, and this guide tells me I have lost my way.
Exactly, Rumi is doing this, right? You had spent so many years in these paths and blah, 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 blah. And Rumi will tell you, you are not perfect yet. So what do? You turn around. You try to forget about the fellows because me, I'm depending on my experience. What is your experience? Nonsense! Because you were born an animal and you could live like an animal. We are talking about the other part of you, yes?
If I give ear to this marvel, I must begin my journey again under his authority. I have devoted my life to this journey. Come what may, be gone, O Khwaja. Thou hast journeyed, but in opinion, as lightning. Make a tenth part of that journey for the sake of inspiration as the sunrise.
You live the life, you experience it, and you have the knowledge and all of that. You say, one tenth of that, but in the correct way, will save you. Because those animal activities will not save you. Yes?
Thou hast read, opinion cannot serve instead of truth. And by a lightning flash like that, thou hast been blinded to a rising sun. Hark, come into our boat, O wretched man, or tie that boat to this boat. He replies, how should I abandon power and dominion? How should I follow thee blindly? A blind man is certainly better off with a guide than alone. In the former case, there is one ignominy, while in the latter there are 100.
That's the point. Normally, yes. But look at it carefully. I'm talking about following someone. And you don't like it, because you want to be the leader. And you have the experience, you have the knowledge, and you say, I can do it, I can do it. He said, no, listen. Yes, you can do it. But with so many possibilities to do the mistakes, right? I'm suggesting that do one of these mistakes only. Follow a knowledgeable fellow. Yes, following that fellow is no good, but following yourself, that's a dangerous stuff. That's the change I'm suggesting, yes?
Thou art fleeing from a gnat to a scorpion. Thou art fleeing from a dewdrop into an ocean. Thou art fleeing from thy father's unkindnesses into the midst of scandals and mischief and trouble. Like Joseph, thou art fleeing from one sorrow to fall into a well. Though, let us frolic and play. Through, let us frolic and play. Because of this pastime, thou fallest into a well like him. But where is the favour to help thee? Had it not been by his father's leave, he would never have emerged from the well till the resurrection. In order to please him, his father gave the permission and said, since this is thy desire, may good come. Any blind man who turns away in scorn from a Messiah will be left, like the Jews, without guidance.
This is it. One of the critical points for all human beings is this, that if you hate the leader, you hate to be led, you have to give up, because you are impossible. You have to lead, yes. You have to decide, yes.